It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergy's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
We are at Rupp Arena. This is the side of the boys' Sweet 16, the UK Healthcare boys' Sweet 16 of the 2024 basketball season. We've got the final session of the opening round headed your way. I'm Joel Bennett. Bobby Baldwin here with me. We're filling in here on the Gateway Radio Works and glad to be bringing you this game. We're going to have the opening contest will be the Pulaski County Maroons out of the 12th region taking on the Trinity out of Louisville, the Shamrocks. And both these teams have been here seven times. Trinity out of the 7th region, Pulaski out of the 12th. PC comes in here with a record of 23-10, while Trinity is a 26-17. Both these teams have been in here seven times, Bobby. PC, they've got one title championship in 86, and Trinity, they have a couple. So we've got two teams that have been here, their schools, seven times. So these are familiar people.
Not only familiar people to the state championship, they have really, really earned the right to be here. And we're certainly looking forward to a great encounter here this evening.
Bobby, it's kind of all in the family with these teams.
Yes,
when you look
right
at Trinity, we were talking to some of the Trinity fans coming in. Their athletic director is Rob Saxton. Their head coach is Brett Saxton, who played on the last Trinity state championship team. And they've got Saxtons on the team. So it's very much a family affair with Trinity. That name is very common. When they won the 7th region, it was the same day back in 2019 when Trinity won the region again. So, you know, they've had a little bit of karma. I understand that this is an interim coach filling in for the head coach who is ill, the head coach. And then they've got Brett Saxton filling in. But, man, they've got a lot of history with this school.
Not only a lot of history, they've got a pretty daggone potent team coming in to this first-round game, and will certainly give Pulaski County everything it wants.
Well, and then we keep it all in the family with Pulaski
right.
County. I'm from the 12th region, played high school ball down there at Wayne. I saw him open up this gym at Pulaski County. Dave Fraley came in 1978, and it's been Fraley's involved with the Pulaski County program ever since.
Well, and right back when they won their state championship, they had Coach Fraley at the helm, and he certainly did a magnificent job of leading them to that tournament championship.
Well, he's got a Carson Fraley on this team, a Foster Fraley. The head coach coming in here is John Fraley. And John Fraley, I'm sure, got help from his brother Shannon Fraley, who Shannon Fraley hit the driving layup that was a two-point victory over Pleasure Ridge Park in 86. It's not about me, but I do have a connection with Pulaski. I was living up there at that time. And I recall them winning that. Had a guy by the name of Reggie Hansen on that team, too.
Never
made
heard
a big
of
difference.
Him.
Made a big difference.
Absolutely. Sure did.
Yeah, that do remember they had a guy, Billy Bob Hardy, was a post, and Reggie Hansen on that team. Shannon Fraley, Barry Stringer, those guys, they had a great run of it and won that championship. That championship was a 47-45 game. That was the lowest scoring game for 36 years Until when?
Well, until 2 years ago when when GRC and Warren Central tangled, and that wound up being a 1-point 43-42, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Finale.
So right. It was 36 years until they had a game that low scoring again. But these teams, they score more, 68 and 61 average per game by these two teams. Pulaski County's headed off into the locker room. Trinity's still out here on a shootaround. We are approaching 9 minutes away from tip-off. We'll take a two-minute break. We come back. We'll have more pregame here from Rupp Arena right here in 2 minutes on your Gateway radio station.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Jordan Hiley, at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word, get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Here at the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena, we've got Trinity, the Shamrocks, taking on the Pulaski County Maroons. Trinity out of the 7th region, Pulaski out of the 12th region. Looking at this opening round, this evening session will conclude the opening round. And this year's Sweet 16 brings something unique. We're looking here, and Bobby and I were talking before going on. We've got Lexington is not here, a school from Lexington. And from Louisville, the Ballards, the Males, Emanuels, they're not here.
They're not here, and we have a number of district runners-up in this field.
You bring up the point I was just going to say. There are four teams that made it to the Sweet 16 that were district runners-up. One of them we're going to be talking about and broadcasting tonight, Pulaski County. The way they arrived here, Bobby, it was a little bit of a revenge factor.
Well, they wound up 2-2 on the year against Somerset, but lost to them by 2 points in the district final. And then after they disposed of Boyle County and Mercer County, took on Somerset again in the region championship and flat got it done.
Yeah, they thumped them pretty hard in that game. So Pulaski County, a district runner-up, and they are here. Trinity comes in. The Shamrocks, they are on a 5-game winning streak. They had one close game. That was against Ballard. And as far as their tournament play, other games have been pretty much cruise. Ballard and Manuel gave them some tight games, but other than that, it's been pretty cruising for Trinity.
And yet you knew they were going to be pretty good when in the LIT before Christmas, they not only beat Butler County, who is here in this tournament, they beat Newport, who is here in this tournament, and then after that, in early January, went down to New Orleans and won 4 games in the Sugar Bowl Classic. So They are the real deal and will certainly represent Region 7 in a big, strong way.
Of the 16 teams that made this boys' Sweet 16 tournament, if I'm not mistaken, five first-time schools here. Mm-hmm. And other than, and I'm looking here, and I think every school that had the smaller pupil population won their opening round game.
Well, they're going to get to advance to quarterfinal action, and good for them.
So I don't know what that says, but the enrollments here, very similar, 1,200 for Trinity and right at 1,200 for Pulaski County, so it's going to be quite similar. We'll take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more pregame. Trinity and Pulaski County, boys, Sweet 16 coming up. Pregame to follow after this one-minute break.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Both teams have headed to their respective benches as we get ready for basketball action. Here, this will be the evening session. This will close out the opening round. A couple of games played earlier today brought to you here on the Gateway Sports Station. It was Harlan County winning big over Warren Central, so we'll have a new state champion. The Fairdale's record is still safe as far as the last repeat champion. Warren Central went down to Harlan County, and Evangel Christian with a 71-60 win. So right now let's go to the public address as we will be bringing you the national anthem here.
Rightway Auto Glass is Kentucky's premier auto glass solution. And ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand and remove your caps as the Western Hills High School Choir pays tribute to America in the singing of our national anthem.
Western Hills High School Choir. We had them the other day, Bobby, and doing a fine job there.
Excellent job. It's always great to see these young high school people contributing, and they certainly did a beautiful job here.
Well, we're going to have, I mentioned, Fairdale's record still safe as far as being a repeat champion. We won't have one this year, so it's anybody's tournament right now.
Warren Central gave a great account of themselves earlier today, but just fell a little bit short. Congratulations to Coach Unseld and his squad. And from what I hear, they are building for the future down there in Dragon Country.
Well, Harlan County won, and they're going to play on as we get ready for this game. Pulaski County, the Maroons, taking on Trinity.
For opening round play of the 106th Kentucky High School Athletic Association UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Tonight's game features the champions of Region 7, the Shamrocks of Trinity, and the champions of Region 12, the Maroons of Pulaski County. And fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now let's meet the starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For Trinity, at forward, number 11, Jaden Johnson. For Pulaski County, at forward, number 0, Jalen Woolbridge. For Trinity, at forward, number 13, Alex Johnson. For Pulaski County, at forward, number 4, Zach Henderson. For Trinity, at center, number 0, Julius Edmonds. For Pulaski County, at guard, number 1, Carson Fraley. For Trinity, at guard, number 1, Lance Chandler. For Pulaski County, at guard, number 11, Gavin Cook. For Trinity, at guard, number 2, Dre Vassar. And for Pulaski County, at guard, number 24, Will Blankenship. And introducing the head coaches for Trinity, the head coach is Brett Saxton. And for Pulaski County, the head coach is John Fraley. Your officials are Michael Stokes, Jeff Baker, and Andy Thomason. The offering official is Jamie Bailey.
There are your starters in the matchup tonight. When you look at as far as Trinity, they're the number 21 team in the state with a margin of victory of averaging winning by 14 points per ball game. They're number 40 in the state in three-point shooting, number 34 in free throw shooting. So they're a good shooting team. They've got three top 40 players, Bobby, on their team, Jaden Johnson, Julius Edmonds, and Dre Vassar.
Yeah, just a very, very strong array of talent, and they will test Pulaski County, but in retrospect, Pulaski County not afraid at all, and are not only tickled to be here, they are looking to really leave their mark in this first game.
The thing about the Maroons, too, they're the 26th-ranked team in the state defensively. They are yielding, on average, 52.7 points per ball game. So we'll see how they hold up against this Trinity team. Trinity with a little more size. They've got a couple of players out there at 6'6". Pulaski County with a couple of players that are 6'4". And right now we got some housekeeping taken care of out there. Top 30 players, Jaden Johnson, ranked number 17th in preseason. He's lived up to it. Julius Edmonds, number 36th ranked. And Vassar, he was ranked number 20. So those guys come in here averaging 12 to 14 points
right.
per ball game.
Right.
So they can deliver the goods.
Right, and as a team, they shoot over 51% compared to Pulaski's 44% from the field. So you would think that they would have the edge in that regard, but free throw shooting wise, it's 78 for Pulaski versus 73 for the Shamrocks.
Well, a couple of guys wearing zero will jump it up. It'll be Woolridge jumping up for Pulaski County, and he'll be jumping against the 6'6 Julius Edmonds, and Pulaski has the basketball to begin this game. Blankenship hands it off to Carson Fraley to run the offense. Man-to-man here by Trinity. High post pass to Anderson. Anderson brings out Woolridge on him. Hands it off Fraley. They run a little bit of the weave. Now they go to Blankenship. Rubs off of an Anderson screen. Couldn't get anywhere. Chandler fighting right through. Blankenship got a step on Chandler. Right side of the lane. Kick it out. Anderson will defer now to Fraley. Trinity playing a tough man-to-man. Coach Saxton saying step up on him. Backdoor cut, and Woolridge missed the gimme at the rim. Shot it over.
Yeah, wide open shot there. He's a little strong.
Driving in. Vassar puts it up and in.
Yeah, he just took that rebound and took it all the way to the cup for the first points.
Pushing it down the floor. Right wing they go with a pass over there to Cook. Cook got rid of it. Now swing it left side. Flashing across the lane. Anderson got it. Shoveled it off to Cook from the left block to the right block. They passed up two shots in the paint, and then they turn it over with the steal. Chandler driving. Got to the rim. Finger roll. Put it up. Missed it. Tipped out of bounds. It'll go back to the Maroons. But I tell you, Bobby, two possessions. Trinity's shown they want to push it.
Yeah, exactly right. They're going to take it from coast to coast as quickly as they can. And but on that one, there was good resistance there.
And now we got full court pressure by Trinity. Fraley will bring it up. They'll clear it out. Say go one-on-one. Throw it over to Cook. He shoots a three, and the Maroons on the board with a three by Gavin Cook.
3-2 lead as a result.
Two passes, 3 points. Found him on the right baseline, and PC grabs a one-point lead.
Yeah, nothing but net on that stroke.
Julius Edmonds goes to Chandler. Chandler, high post pass with it to Johnson. Alex Johnson hands it off. Chandler takes it back on the curl, got to the right elbow, muscles his way up with a finger roll, put it up and in over the shorter Blankenship.
Yeah, he just took him strong to the hoop with a right, move to the right and into the left.
They go to Woolridge. He'll shoot a three. It's in and out. Rebounded by Zach Anderson. He took it on the baseline. Found a double team. Throws it to Woolridge. Another turnover by the Maroons. Two on two. Driving. Chandler at the rim. Got it in.
The Shamrocks get it up and down the court. That time almost uncontested. They got it down there so quickly.
Maroons in the front court with the ball. They trail by three. Blankenship rubs off Chandler with a screen. Shoots the runner 10 feet on the right baseline. Missed it. Vassar with a rebound. He defers. Gets rid of the ball over there. And Chandler will bring it up. Chandler crosses over. Kick it out. Johnson. He's going to drive. Anderson's hurt. And right now PC playing with four men defensively. But Blankenship got a steal. He's driving. Got to the basket and then traveled. Blankenship put on a ball fake. He wanted to get Jaden Johnson airborne, and Johnson didn't bite, Bobby.
He didn't bite, and as a result, he shuffled, and another turnover here for Coach Fraley's Maroons early on, and they need to make hay here early so they don't get too far behind, because the Shamrocks really look to us like they are on point and ready to play tonight.
Idlewine, a 6'2 senior, comes in. Check that. He's a junior, 6'2 junior, replaces Anderson, who had some type of eye injury on the Blankenship steal. Trinity with a ball in the front court. Shamrocks up 6'3. Skip it out, looking for more. 3-point shot missed with a rebound. Fraley pulls it out. He comes straight down the floor, gets into the front court. Picked up by Vassar, driving. Bank shot, got it in. Good hang time, Bobby. Drew contact as well.
He drew contact, but he used his body very well to shield the attempted block and get the deuce. 6-5.
Jaden Johnson with a ball to Chandler. Chandler looking into Vassar. They're fronting him. PC playing a 1-3-1. They throw over the zone. Stripped down on the blocks. Woolridge goes to the floor, and he digs it out. He tried to throw a pass, and then here with the ball is Idlewine, the sub coming in. He picks it up, goes to Woolridge, front court, left side, Fraley. Trailing the play, Idlewine puts up the runner. Contact, no call, missed it. Going the other way. Vassar at the rim. Put it up, shot it too hard, and it's going to be off Trinity, and Gavin Cook of PC caused a little problem at the rim.
He sure did. He contested the shot, and just like the other games before this one, the officials allowing contact at the rim.
Jalen Woolridge, the 6'1 senior, comes out. They bring Zach Anderson back into the ballgame, 6'4 sophomore. He was a quarterback on their football team that we saw this past season. Anderson goes left side to Blankenship. High post, flashing up. There's Idlewine. They give him a three, top of the key. It rims off. With a rebound, Jaden Johnson. Front court quickly. Passes left wing and a running start, and that'll be a traveling call. He tried to get a running start, and Dre Vassar with the travel.
Anderson ran him on the wing. As a result, he was going to go around him, but shuffled en route.
Trinity, good size all across the front line, and actually they've got their 2-6-6 players playing out man-to-man on the guards. Blankenship has it. Now he draws the assignment of Chandler, draws that assignment, I should say. Switch off, now making their move. PC looking at this man-to-man by Trinity. Trinity looking to double-team when they can. It's left wing, Fraley driving, got to the baseline, floater, tough angle, shot it over the rim. Rebounded, going the other way. Here are the Shamrocks trailing the play, throw a pass, too low, threw it right to Berry. Berry, who checked in, lost it, got it back. They work it around the perimeter. Here's a three-point shot, wedged it, and rebounded there by Anderson off the Shamrock miss. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Pulaski driving. Anderson got it in transition.
For the 7-6 lead here, under 3 minutes.
Anderson with a good take. He's got the body and the physical presence to play with this Trinity team. They've got big, strong players as well. Rubbing off on the screen. They go left side. Trey Vassar throws it in to a flashing Johnson, and Johnson fouled. Fraley helping him up. That foul is going to be called on Pulaski County's Ethan Idlewine, his first, team first. We've got time on the floor. 2:33 to play in the opening quarter. Pulaski County Maroons with a one-point lead, 7-6. Back in 1 minute here on your Gateway Sports Station.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 High School Basketball Tournament. Pulaski County leading Trinity by a score of 7-6 in the first quarter here of play. Pulaski shooting 3 of 9 from the floor, 33%. Trinity 3 of 7. Pulaski has 1 3-point shot in this first quarter of play, and 5 rebounds for the Shamrocks, 4 for the Maroons. Turnovers, though, right now, 2 by Pulaski. Trinity with the ball. Here's a shot for the lead. Three-pointer good. That shot's up and in by Jaden Johnson.
Like a set play from the timeout, and he got the stroke on the wing.
Yeah, Johnson comes into this game. He's a 12-point-per-game scorer. And again, I mentioned, he was a top 20 preseason player to watch this year in Kentucky high school basketball. Here's a full court press, giving the Maroons a little bit of problem. Now they break it down. Blankenship drives in. He lost it. Maroons turn it over 3 times. Loose ball goes all the way in the front court. Berry shot, missed it at the rim. Tipped out by Idlewine, but Trinity's got it back. Inside of 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Trinity with the ball and the 2-point lead. Driving in. Johnson, wraparound pass. Berry, the sub off the bench, launched a 3-point shot too hard. Zach Anderson cradling that rebound, and it's going to be a foul on Trinity. And that's going to be Jaden Johnson with a foul, his first, team first. And I don't think we can stress enough, if how big Anderson has to play in there. He's 6'4", but Trinity's got two guys that are his size or bigger.
And they had four paws clawing at that ball there when he was able to incur the foul.
Idlewine off the transition, missed it. Anderson, rebound, put it up and in with a rebound putback.
And this game is tied, 1:30 left in the first.
Trinity with a couple of new players in. Avery Frasher, he has the ball. He's on the left wing, looking, skip it, deep on the right side. One dribble, kicks it out on top. Pfeiffer with it. Rocco Pfeiffer circles around. Vassar, though, goes over to Berry. He's coming out firing off the bench, and he missed that one. Pfeiffer over the back of Anderson. No call there, but it is going to be Pulaski County with a basketball.
Anderson with the proper position under the basket to have the ball tipped out of bounds.
Full court pressure again by Trinity. Frasher picks up Carson Fraley. Fraley gets it in the front court, 1 minute to play. Cooks hit 1-3, launched this one from the right wing, 25 feet out. Missed it, and coming the other way, Berry has it. He's bumped in the back court, and Anderson's going to pick up a foul, his first, team second. And I'm sure Coach Fraley didn't want him picking up a foul in the back court.
Now, coming up court there, about 60 feet from the basket, going down the right sideline, and he just swatted in there trying to create a turnover, but the official right there to make the call.
Anderson out. Foster Fraley, a 6'2 junior, checks in. Here's Rocco Pfeiffer. He hands it off to Frazier. Trinity runs the weave. Out on top with it, Josiah Lawson. Now they go to Pfeiffer. He missed the three. Rebounded by Pulaski. 38 seconds. Maroons had it. Blankenship picked up in the backcourt. Angles off to the left. Keeps his dribble. Clock at 30 seconds. Coach Fraley all the way to the end of the coaching box. Skip pass, Foster Fraley, throw it out to Will Blankenship. Clock now at 24. Coach Fraley wanting to work for the final shot. PC with a ball in a tie game at 9. Fraley, skip it out. Blankenship had it deep in the right baseline. He slipped the defense up and under. Bank shot gives them the lead.
You said it slipped through two players, the up and under for the deuce and the two-point lead here.
Josiah Lawson, he has it, 2 seconds, unaware of the clock. Trinity just did not manage that final 10 seconds very well. Pulaski County leading here at the end of the first quarter of play, 11-9. We'll take a one-minute timeout when we return. Second quarter play coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Second quarter play about to get underway. Pulaski County with a two-point lead over Trinity of Louisville, 11-9. Bobby Baldwin here. I'm Joel Bennett. Bobby, the rebounds even at 8 apiece. We've had 5 lead changes. Both these teams shooting under 40%.
That's right. And when Trinity, with the size advantage, has not necessarily taken it inside as much as it should, and their 1-for-6 shooting from 3 has resulted in them being a couple of points behind here, but we're just a fourth of the way through this, baby, and they are on the attack here to begin the second quarter.
Shamrocks have the ball. Pulaski County opened up with a 1-3-1. They're playing a matchup zone now with Idlewine and Carson Fraley out on top. Anderson playing in the middle down on the blocks. Blankenship and Foster Fraley. Trinity trying to figure this out. They pass it around the perimeter.
Carson Fraley kicked it out of bounds on an attempted bounce pass to the outside.
Lance Chandler, who got the scoring underway, he's got the ball out on top. They feed Vassar, kick it out, three-point shot for the lead. Bank shot, yeah. Got it in. Three-point bank shot by Dre Vassar. Pulaski County throws over the full court pressure. Blankenship, left wing, bluffs a shot. They step out on him. High ball screen, now he defers to Fraley. Blankenship takes it back, right wing, straight away to Anderson, working around the perimeter, flashing across the lane. Now they try to drop it down inside, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Idlewine trying to post up Chandler. Idlewine with a little bit of a size advantage there, and Chandler called for the foul.
Trying to work the ball inside, and even though not the bigger team, Pulaski is taking it to the cup.
They outscored Trinity so far, 8-6 with points in the paint, and here's going to be a tie up, and Maroons will keep the ball. That will avoid from them having their fifth turnover in the ballgame. We played about a minute here in the second quarter. Maroons inbounded underneath their goal. Anderson, who's got 4 points in the game, hands it off to Foster Fraley. Now with it, Blankenship. He's out between the circle. They bring Vassar out on him. Now they switch off. Vassar with Blankenship driving. He got a bank shot. He had to go over the taller player. A nice high bank.
Well, he kind of faded away on it, and that got him the necessary crease to get it home and retake the lead.
Blankenship leading scorer for PC on the season, averaging 15 a game. Trinity with the ball, down one, driving in, kick it out, and we're going to have a charging call. Zach Anderson able to draw the charge. That foul will be on Lawson, his first, team fourth. It'll go as the fifth turnover by Trinity, and Coach Saxton pulling him out, and he's sending back in Alex Johnson for the Shamrocks.
Anderson was set up to take the charge, but he's a very heady ball player and was in the right place at the right time.
Blankenship brings it up. He walks it up, draws defense now as he crosses midcourt. Chandler all over him like a glove. Chandler switches off as Fraley takes it from Blankenship. Return it to Blankenship. Woolridge, you checked in, calling for it. Now they feed Anderson. Left side on the baseline. Tough angle. Leaned up. Challenged in there by Edmonds. Missed the shot. Vassar scoops it over, and here's Chandler in transition. He kicked it off his foot, and Woolridge gets the steal. PC wanted to run. Maroons with a ball and a one-point lead. Bounce pass. Fed Idlewine, and he was under the basket and threw it away. Good anticipation, but Bobby led him right into a double team.
Well, they sure did, and that's what good defenses do.
Vassar, high post pass. They go into Johnson. Finger roll, slipped the defense. Trinity back up by one.
Well, he got the pass over the top and then was able to split the two defenders, as you said, to retake the lead 14-13.
Woolridge, senior, between the circles, goes right side to Fraley. They try to post up Anderson. Edmonds on him. Edmonds at 6'6", big presence in the paint. Blankenship draws him on a double team. They try to find the open man, the three-point shot. Idlewine missed it. He's missed his last three. Going the other way with it on the rebound. Trinity kicks it over. Vassar with a three. He hit it. Left baseline.
Yeah. Warming up from the arc. The Rocks shoot a little better than they did in that first quarter from three normally.
Vassar, the first player in this game to hit those threes like that. In between, top of the key, Fraley driving. Bank shot, drew contact. He's a sturdy-built guy. Drew contact and made the bucket. He's got four in the game.
Cuts it to 17-15.
And here Trinity just throws it away. An unforced error, and Coach Saxton for the Shamrocks, taking it all in stride, said, hey, keep it on the right side of the floor. We don't need a skip pass against this zone.
Not really. It was just a mistaken pass that sailed harmlessly out of bounds.
Gavin Cook returns for the Maroons, replacing Idlewine as Fraley walks it up. Picked up in the front court, turned on the dribble there by Johnson. They go to Anderson, jump, stop, move. He covered a lot of ground on one dribble. At 6'4", he can do it, and he's fouled at the rim, and that's going to be on the 6'6", Julius Edmonds with a foul, his first, team third.
Yeah, Anderson with a pretty long, wide gate, and he took a big, strong hop to the basket and got him up and incurred the foul.
Anderson looking right into the Trinity Shamrock pep section as he calmly knocks down the free throw. Pulaski trailing by one. We're approaching midway here in the second quarter. Edmund goes out. They bring back in Johnson for the Shamrocks. Another free throw by Anderson. He missed that one. Rebound claimed by the Shamrocks. Johnson angles off to the right, straight away with a pass to Chandler. Draws the defense, drives in, kick it out. Ball fake just inside the arc. And PC playing a zone. Looked like Trinity had shots. Flashing high, catching it. Johnson, boy, I like that shot. He flashed high, Bobby, 15-footer right elbow.
Right elbow, nothing but bottom. Had the crease, the seam, and looked like Jack Givens of old on that one.
Boy, it was nice, and they showed good patience and made the right pass. Fraley in the front court. Right wing pass to Blankenship. Offers a screen, but Blankenship skips it left side to Woolridge. Drop it baseline, left side to Cook. Anderson with a ball fake, draws a double team. Cook bailed him out from a turnover, picked up the loose ball. Here's drive is Blankenship. He wanted the left-hand runner, but Chandler stole it from him.
Sure did.
Two on two. Chandler at the rim, missed it. Fraley and Anderson defending well, and a whistle, a late one, but a foul called, and that will go on Fraley, his first. Team first here, and it stops the clock. 3:27 to play before halftime. Shamrocks with the ball. They're up three, 19-16. Chandler will go to the line. Chandler averages 4 points per game, and he's got three in this one already right now at the free throw line. Very solid, shooting 78% for the season. We've had eight lead changes. And the Shamrocks adding to the lead now that they hold 21-16. Largest lead. Shamrocks have it right now. PC in the front court. Blankenship, high post pass. A little careless with the ball as PC tried to feed it high post and then split off of Anderson and a foul called. And Barry picks up the foul. Fourth team foul, so the Maroons will shoot two free throws if there's another foul in the remaining 3:19. Woolridge has it out to Cook. He's hit the only three for the Maroons, leaves it baseline. Blankenship deep in the corner, double team in a tight spot. Finds Cook. Cook looking, and Fraley makes himself available. Now Carson Fraley with it. Jab step. Vassar not going anywhere. Now they bring Barry out on Fraley. Skip it right side. Woolridge drop it baseline. Cook can't get off his shot. Johnson closes out on him. They post up Fraley at 6'1", pretty sturdy guard. Kicks it out to Cook. Three ball missed. Rebounded there by Barry. Barry's in a hurry. Two on two. Angles off to the right. Checked in the front court by Blankenship. Whip it here left side. And Anderson's going to draw his second charge.
Tremendous anticipation by Anderson on the baseline, expecting that spin to the baseline, and he drew the foul.
That foul is the fifth. It will go as a turnover on Trinity. Time on the floor, 2:38 to play in the first half. Trinity with a 21-16 lead. Back in 1 minute.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. Trinity Shamrocks taking on the Pulaski County Maroons. Trinity on top 21-16. Bobby, they're shooting better. They made three of their last four shots. Trinity has, and that's given them that lead. They had the lead by as much as five, and And here it is again at 5.
Well, they are probably the little stronger team when you look at them and when you look at the statistical comparison, but the Maroons are just going to have to keep searching for good shots, and they need to make a few themselves.
Pulaski County's got the ball. Frehling left of the circle, drives in, finger roll, put it up and in. Two players hit the deck, no call, and give the bucket to Frehling.
Did a nice job of seizing the moment. He saw just enough of a seam to get it home.
The officials say play on. Trinity with the ball, 2:12 to play before half. Berry off the bench, played a lot, shot a lot. He goes right wing with the ball. Johnson hooks it on the baseline. Vassar, they clear it out. Driving in, pull-up shot by Johnson. He missed it. Rebounded by Blankenship. Shortest player on the floor. Got his second rebound. Behind-the-back dribble. Got free from Chandler and then hands it to Woolridge. Top of the key. Here's Anderson. He's offering a screen. He slipped the screen, but instead Frehley skipped past to Blankenship. His drive rejected at the rim. Dre Vassar blocks it out of bounds. Stops the clock with a minute 39 to go here in the first half.
Vassar with an authoritative cuff on that attempted shot from the baseline about 15 feet out.
Julius Edmonds, 6'6", comes back in. Johnson goes out. Johnson, no small guy himself. He's 6'4". Pulaski's ball underneath their goal as Woolridge passes deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Maroons.
Johnson with good quickness and good hands.
Maroons down by three here. Trinity playing man-to-man. Pulaski's played a zone. Trinity staying with the matchup man-to-man. Frehley goes right side to Woolridge. Straight away to Anderson. Drop it left side. Blankenship looking. Puts it on the floor. Angles off to the right. They slide through on the screen. Chandler's on Blankenship. Pretty tight. Now they go straight away to Anderson. Right wing Woolridge. Blankenship cuts, didn't get it. Frehley backdoor cut, he didn't get it, so they run the weave. Anderson backdoor cut, he found Cook, tried to hit him. They overplay on that on those screens, Bobby, and that backdoor flash was a good one.
It's good, but boy, you have to be quick and with a good, astute, quick pass in order to make the connection.
Had the idea, just did not connect as we described there. Pull-up shot by Blankenship from the foul line at 15. Cook got the rebound and missed. He puts it up from 12, in and out, and draws a foul that stops the clock with a minute to play in the first half. That foul is going to be on number 11. That will be Jaden Johnson, his second. So over the limit, this will be a two-shot shooting foul anyway, and this is second-chance point opportunity for Pulaski.
Yeah, they haven't had many of those, and that was a nice rebound there to get it back up.
Cook missed the free throw.
They got to make the tosses.
So the Maroons now one of three at the foul line.
They're down.
Coach Saxton making some moves, and now Coach Frehley brings Idlewine back in, and Woolridge comes out.
Exactly 1 minute left in the first half, trying to cut into this 21-18 Trinity lead here.
Cook looking right at that Trinity pip section, makes the second free throw. He's got 4 points in the game. There have been four Maroons that have scored in the game. Likewise, there have been four Trinity Shamrock players to score in this first half. Shamrocks with the ball and the two-point lead. Perimeter passing against this PC zone. Driving in, Chandler trying to break it down, and they throw it on the baseline, and I don't know. We've seen that happen in this tournament more often than not. Players standing, and this is a longer floor, and they're standing on the end line.
Yeah, you've got to know where you are.
And a turnover there by Trinity gives the ball to the Maroons with a chance to tie or take the lead if they want the last shot. Pass it on the right wing. Now they go left side. Blankenship straight away to Anderson. Man-to-man by Trinity. Carson Frehley being just covered tightly by Berry. Berry at 6'4", a little bigger, but Frehley sturdy build himself. Tries to drive in. You're going to have a five count on him. Frehley's going to put it up. Missed it. Crashing the board. Idlewine and Anderson battled each other. Cook got it. Shot at the rim. Missed it. Rebounded with 8 seconds. Now seven. In a hurry is Vassar. 3-on-3. Vassar at the foul line. Over to Johnson. His three at the horn. And they're going to look and wave that off. So Trinity will take a two-point lead in at halftime in a low-scoring ball game. Your score at halftime, Trinity Shamrocks 21, the Pulaski County Maroons 19. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that coming up on your Gateway radio station. Back in 2 minutes.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16, as we've got Pulaski County out of the 12th region playing Trinity. The Shamrocks up there in Louisville out of the 7th region. Pulaski County's cheerleaders doing their floor cheer, as they do have in-game cheer competition that's gone on for some time. I think dating back to 2008, they brought that back in. Cheer squads are graded on their floor cheers and sidelines. And been a lot of energy, Bobby. We were looking just at some of the numbers here at halftime with Trinity leading 21-19. Pulaski had one lead. The last lead they had was at 13-12, and their longest lead's been at 2 points. Yeah. But the game is kind of playing to the Maroons' favor. They like a low-scoring game. They're in the top 25 in the state as far as defense. And Trinity didn't get many shots. They seemed like they had some opportunities, but Pulaski's been able to control tempo, but Trinity's got the lead.
Played the entire second quarter and took only 6 shots.
Trinity, that is,
yeah.
Right?
Wow, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah,
Thank you.
And when you got that few shots at the rim, now they made 2 out of 3 of their three-pointers, and thus the two-point lead here, but they have had the opportunity to get some more up, but have had a couple of charges and one time stepped on the end line. And let's face it, Pulaski's done a good job on the defensive boards of collecting those missed shots and taking them the other way.
The score here at halftime, 21-19 in favor of Trinity. Again, we've had 8 lead changes in this ball game. Score tied once. Looking at some of the halftime numbers in this game, Pulaski, to underscore what Bobby said, Trinity, the bigger team, but really the zone of PC has not really let Trinity get in the lane all that often. 14-8, edge for the Maroons in points in the paint, points off turnovers, a 6-5 edge for Trinity. Second chance scoring, Pulaski with a 3-0 edge. Trinity has the only fast break bucket in this ball game. Neither bench for either club have scored in this game yet. Looking at some of the team numbers for Trinity with a 21-19 lead here at halftime, the Shamrocks 8 of 18, from the floor overall, 44.5%, 3 of 9 from three-point range. They've had two free throws and made them both. For the Maroons, Pulaski County, 8 of 23 from the floor for 34.8%, only 1 of 6 in three-point shooting for PC. They are 2 of 4 at the foul line. Looking at the rebounding, 14 rebounds for Trinity in the ball game, 12 for Pulaski. The thing about it is the Maroons have 5 of their 12 rebounds are offensive rebounds. Turnovers in the game, 6 by the Maroons, and Trinity with probably an uncharacteristic 9 turnovers in the first half. Bobby, that's what we were talking about, valuing possessions. Trinity, they've been able to work it around. They do have 4 assists in the 8 baskets they have, so they're looking for the right guy.
Yes, they certainly did a good job of doing what they could to keep this lead, and if Trinity can just be a little bit more efficient on the offensive end, then they may be in a position where they can put some distance between themselves and Pulaski County. But make no mistake, Pulaski is stick-to-itive on that defensive end. They go to the boards well. They cover for each other. There aren't many openings to the basket once you do get to the middle. So it's been a great, intensely played game on both ends by both teams.
PC, they are playing a zone. They played a zone the entire first half. They were able to somewhat quell the fast break up and down game that Trinity wants. But we'll see how that lasts, and Coach Saxton will make adjustments, as will Coach Fraley, for the second half. It's 21-19 in favor of Trinity. We'll take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have individual stats and numbers. Those will be coming up right here in 2 minutes on your Gateway Sports Station.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality, so Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just 3 of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
This is Josh Kaufman of Kaufman Funeral Home. There's a basic misconception in my industry that quality and affordability can't coexist. Many people think that spending a lot of money is a necessity in giving your loved one a proper burial. Let me show you how Kaufman Funeral Home can help you be proud of the final arrangements you make, at the same time doing it affordably. Stop by and see us at 315 South Queen Street or call 498-2273. Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, where quality and affordability go hand in hand.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have, are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
The final session of the opening round. We've got two games tonight. This one here, it's Trinity leading Pulaski County 21-19. The winner of this ball game will play Evangel Christian, who won earlier today. Gave you some of the team numbers before we took that break. Individually, let's look at some of these players. The Trinity team, which has a two-point lead here at halftime, leading scorer in the first half, Dre Vassar. Vassar hit a pair of three-point shots in the second quarter. He's got 10 points to lead all scorers, the only player in double figures. 1 rebound, 2 assists, a block, and a steal for Vassar. Other scoring, 4 points for Alex Johnson. Johnson with one rebound, 4 points also for Lance Chandler, the point guard. Come in, averaging four. He's got four in this game. He also has two steals in the contest. 3 points by Jaden Johnson. Johnson has three rebounds in the ballgame and one assist. Other players scoring? That is the scoring for Trinity. Some other players that have played and contributed. Kerwin Berry came in off the bench. He leads them in rebounding with four rebounds. Three other players have played, Avery Frasher and Rocco Pfeiffer, but those players have yet to score. For Pulaski County in the ball game, balanced scoring, just not a lot of it. The Bruins with only 19 points in the first half and one assist on their eight baskets. So passing it around, but Bobby, they got to do an individual move, create your own shot, so to speak.
That's about what it's been, and a lot of their makes have been when they were taking on a couple of players at the rim, falling away and kissing it off the glass to get it home, but very, very difficult shots.
Yeah, high bank shots. I agree with you. Runners and floaters, that ain't going. They're blocking those, but they are able to bank it high off the board. Looking at some of the Maroon scoring here, let's look at this. 6 points in the game for Carson Fraley on 3 of 5 shooting. He's got a rebound. He has their only assist, played the entire first half. 5 points in the game for Zach Anderson. 4 rebounds for Anderson, paces his club. 2 off the offensive board. He is also responsible for drawing 2 charges in the first half of play. 4 points each for Gavin Cook, who has the only 3-point shot for the Maroons, and 4 also for Will Blankenship. Blankenship does have 3 steals. He played the entire first half of basketball. Other players, Ethan Idlewine and Foster Fraley, both played in the first half, but they have yet to score. It's a 2-point lead for Trinity, 21-19 here at halftime. Pulaski County coming out on the floor as they're getting ready to do a shoot around. And Bobby, before we take our final break, what do you see for the second half? I think for Trinity, Coach Saxton, if Pulaski is going to play that zone, I look for him to try to flash some of those bigs across the lane. Just don't sit on the blocks. Find a gap in that, because Chandler's a good quick guard. He can get in there, but those bigs have got to make their presence known in the paint, not just stay on the block, come across that lane.
And the elbow jumper that was made there midway through the quarter.
Paul Johnson hit a nice shot.
It was wide open, and yet they have not gone back to that. So if they do that, they will get some unencumbered open shots from 15 feet, 12 to 15 feet, and as opposed to trying to shoot under duress or from deep, and it could make a big difference for them.
What about Pulaski? They've tried the passing game. They pass and cut, pass, go screen away, send 2 cutters through. I mean, they've stayed with their offense. That's why we've got a low-scoring game. It's taken a lot of time per possession. Well, I guess they just stick with it.
Yeah, well, you can do that, and yet on the other hand, they have been defensed so well that maybe they're going to have to put double screens out there in order to get Blankenship a shot, because even though he's taken 3 or 4, maybe 5 in this first half, he's averaging 15-15-2 a game, and he's sitting there at 4 or 5 points. And
there's no spot-up shots.
There are very, very
few. Always on the dribble.
Yeah, they have to be. So if they can get him cleared for a clean look with a catch or whatever, then he may get a couple down, but the shoe's on the defensive feet of both teams as we speak right now, and who's going to win out?
Yeah, Pulaski, it's been tougher for them to get their shots in the half-court offense, but they have used quite a bit of clock.
And yet have taken more shots overall.
Yeah, overall than Trinity has. It's the Shamrocks of Trinity with a 21-19 lead. Trinity, they've won this thing twice. Pulaski's won it once. Each team has been to the Sweet 16 7 times. Something's going to give here in the second half of play. We'll step aside for our final 1-minute break. We come back. Second half play coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town & Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town & Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town & Country Home Decor.
Horn sounding, we get ready for the second half of this Trinity-Pulaski County game. Trinity leading 21-19. Good crowd on hand. Earlier today, we got the attendance over 11,000 here in Rupp for the morning session, and filling up pretty good here in Lower Arena
for this matchup. It's pretty good here, and with Newport and Campbell County going in the second game, it'll continue to fill up here as the second half is played.
I know Campbell County, they travel well.
They do.
Trinity with the basketball to begin the second half. They've got a two-point lead on the fadeaway. The shot up from 12 feet left of the lane, missed by Johnson, rebounded by Gavin Cook, and here come the Maroons.
That was
first possession.
That was a tough shot under pressure.
Yeah, and fadeaway at that.
Yeah.
And, boy, there's pass sails out of bounds as Woolridge was coming up to the left wing. He went back door, and Blankenship airmailed it right into the PC bench.
He sure did. A zag when you were supposed to zig, yep, moment.
Chandler walks it up, goes left wing. Vassar, who's the game's only double-figure scorer, has it way out on the floor. He dumps it down in. Edmonds trying to bully his way in, backing down. Didn't get it. Skip it over to Chandler. Shot blocked by Woolridge at the rim. A late whistle, but a call there as well, and that foul will be on Woolridge, his first. Nobody in any type of foul trouble, really. We had one player, Johnson, for Trinity, had two fouls in the first half.
Not to speak of. Well, he's going to get two shots here since he was in the act, and they are a mere 2-for-2 in the game thus far.
And Chandler's the guy that made both of those, so he's now 3-of-3 at the line, and 5 points in the game for Chandler. Chandler, the starting point guard, averages 4 a game. He's a 5'10 junior. 2 dribbles. Shot up. Makes it right in front of his classmates from Trinity, their pep section. Just filled with green. And PC, the Maroons, you can imagine, their pep section, a lot of maroon. Blankenship trying to get rid of Chandler, and Chandler switches off. Woolridge has it, back to Blankenship, left baseline, jab step, picked up by Johnson, throws a dangerous pass. Anderson has it, screen down, pop out Blankenship, all this action on the left side of the floor. Fraley got into the paint, didn't shoot it, kicked it out. Blankenship, 18-footer, rattled it on.
Well, that was a long two, but he got it, 23-21, they're within two now.
Angling off to the right, dribbling the ball, Dre Vassar. Vassar rubs Woolridge off of an Edmonds screen. Got to the rim. They didn't get backside help, and he scored easily. Nice play.
That's one of the few unencumbered runs to the basket there. Back up to a four-point lead.
No weak side or back line help. Blankenship passed it up, goes to Cook. His three ball missed it, left wing. Rebounded there by Edmonds. Edmonds at 6'6", says, no, I'll bring it up. Goes left wing, driving in. Johnson, a Euro step at the rim, put it in. I don't think he wanted to shoot, Bobby. That was his third option, but it was a good one.
Well, they kept retreating, and so he didn't have any defense on him, and he'd put it in from about 4 feet out. Biggest lead of the game here, 6 points.
We played nearly 2 minutes, and the Maroons turn it over. Vassar got a steal, and then Carson Fraley fouled him in the backcourt. As we'll have a sub coming in for the Maroons, Idlewine will check in for Woolridge. It'll be Trinity with the basketball, and again, they've got a 6-point lead, longest of the game by either club.
And the ball.
And the ball. After that turnover by the Maroons. PC coming out of that zone, matching up now, going man-to-man. They played zone the first half very effectively. Johnson on the right wing, crossover dribble. Anderson turns him over to Fraley. Drop it right baseline. trying to isolate is Vassar, and Vassar with a fadeaway shot missed it. Good defense by Idlewine. And again, another fadeaway shot, Bobby, off balance.
Tough fadeaway under duress.
At the left elbow, picked up the dribble. Blankenship did. He goes to Fraley. Fraley back to Blankenship. Left side, right in front of the PC bench. Pick and roll, not there. Blankenship wanted to drive in, and we're going to have a foul. Chandler came away with the ball saying, how about a jump? And the official says, no, we're going to put a foul on that one.
Well, that was a good aggressive move to the basket, curling in to the lane from the left side, and he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, according to the official.
Sure. Blankenship at the free throw line, and he missed it. Blankenship, 86.5% on the season. He's number 9 in the state overall shooting free throws, and he missed one there. Now, PC, they are 2 of 5 at the foul line.
Yeah, they need to make these.
Second one made by Blankenship. He's got 7 points in the game.
27-22.
Trinity with the ball and a 5-point lead. Vassar picked it up between the circle. Left side, now they go straight away to Chandler. Ball fake, keep it back left. Johnson on the wing, returns it to Chandler. Chandler got in the lane, little floater, put it in. Fraley turned him loose. Anderson didn't step up in a nice bucket.
No, as a matter of fact, he kind of backed off.
Sure did, and here's a backdoor cut. Idlewine at the rim, and we got a blocking foul called on Vassar. Idlewine took it to the rim. He was expecting contact, and he did, but they're calling Vassar for the foul. His first, team second here in this third quarter of play. With 4:39 to play in the third, Idlewine at the free throw line, and PC struggling there. That one hit just the front of the rim.
Averaging 78% as a team on the year, and they need every one of these at this point in the game.
PC 1 of 7 shooting a three. They're 3 of 7 at the free throw line. They trail here by 7. Second free throw good.
29-23, 4:38 left in the third.
Vassar got to the foul line, double team, kick it out. PC's back in that zone. Double team on Edmonds. Kicks it out. Left baseline. Another double team. And there's Blankenship with his fourth steal. He's in a foot race. Put it up, and it's slapped off the backboard by Berry. Berry blocked it. Cook got the rebound and missed. Now with it, Anderson. Bluff to step back three. Fraley has it. Looking inside. Boy, and that block ignited this crowd. But then the three, long three by Blankenship's in and out.
That's
Trinity wants to run. Without numbers, Vassar attacks, puts it up, he'll go to the line. He didn't have the numbers. PC got back in good shape, but Vassar is just that good of an athlete.
Yeah, he took that thing strong to the basket and almost got the and one opportunity.
That three would have been big for the Maroons. But
and it went all the way down in there and popped out. Blankenship had it measured, but it just failed to fall.
Vassar's free throw is good. He has 13 points in the game.
Also number
13,
Alex Johnson.
Johnson goes in. Also Lawson.
7-point deficit here for the Maroons. Make that 8.
Vassar makes another free throw. They list him at 6'3". He looks a little bigger than that. He makes both free throws, 14 in the game for him. PC needing a bucket. They've got one basket here in 4 minutes and 10 seconds. Left wing. Fraley, double team, finds Idlewine, who put it up and in. Edmonds showed on him, but Idlewine put it up.
He was able to get that one to crawl in over the rim in a much-needed bucket, trimming the deficit to 6.
Berry has it. Berry played a lot of minutes off the bench in the first half. They go deep in the right corner. Johnson throws it, and there's the 5th steal for Blankenship. Doing a good job defensively. His shooting stroke has kind of left him momentarily. Maybe he'll pick it back up. Right now they've got Berry out there at 6'6", guarding the guards. Cook has it. They go to Blankenship. Drop it right side, looking into the post. Fraley being fronted there by Vassar. You like that mismatch. Now they, or that matchup, I should say, Idlewine with a backdoor cut, got it, and he's fouled. So the player that checked in, Lawson, guilty of the foul, I do believe, and they're going to call it on Lawson, his second, team third. 2:56 to play in the third quarter. Trinity leading 31-25. Time on the floor. We'll return in 1 minute here on your Gateway Sports Station.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
WMST Mount Sterling.
Trinity leading Pulaski County 31-25, just under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Again, these teams, their coaches are alum, and they're really deeply enmeshed in their program. The Fraley name with Pulaski County and the Saxton name with Trinity. Both these teams have been here. This is their seventh trip. Each team has won a Sweet 16 title.
And to their credit, neither team has taken a possession off in this game. They're going full throttle, and the scoring isn't what some of these other games have shown, but that doesn't mean that the intensity is not there.
Maroons with the ball underneath their basket, inbound. See what they call off the timeout. Man-to-man by Trinity. Blankenship left to the lane. Now he circles back around, keeps the dribble near midcourt. Right there on the big UK logo. Bounces it to Fraley, left of the circle, offered a screen by Anderson, step back, can't shake Barry, they go over in the right wing, Blankenship had a three, passed it up, took it to the foul line, now Anderson to Cook, back out on top to Blankenship. Pulaski has played this deliberate game. Nothing's been easy for the Maroons.
Not
Trinity can guard you man-to-man.
They have.
And they are tight.
They have.
Anderson. Gets it over to Fraley. Bluffed a shot. Good, nice give and go. Boy, the ball fake. Freed Anderson for the bucket.
Yes, and that was a good 40, 45 seconds of intense offense that resulted in a two at the bucket.
Long three by Vassar. Straight away, and he canned it. So Pulaski worked 40 seconds for theirs. Vassar gives Trinity a three-point shot in a matter of 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's a killer there.
Fraley dribbles, draws the double team. We got a blocking foul called as Trinity trying to draw the charge, and that's the second foul on Vassar. Dre Vassar picks up his second, fourth team foul, and while PC's been able to draw a couple of charges, it hasn't been the case for the Shamrocks. Johnson checking back in, the big guy Emmons.
1:43 left. Trinity up 34-27. Pulaski ball.
This Trinity team, they don't have seniors playing either. They're juniors and sophomores. They're solid. They've got a 34-27 lead. Minute and a half to play in the third. Pulaski with the ball in the half-court game. Blankenship driving on Johnson. Got a step on him. High banking shot. Put it in. We've seen those high bankers.
That's at least the fourth of the game, but that's one of the few ways they've been able to score, but Blankenship with a heck of a move there.
Nine in the game for Blankenship. Averages 15, a little over 15 a contest. Trinity working it around the perimeter with a minute to play here in the third. Vassar hit his last threes on the left wing. They step out, rightfully so. Double pump at the rim, put it up and in. First basket for Lawson. Off the bench of the Shamrocks. Fraley, behind the back pass. Found Blankenship deep in the left corner. Clock at 48 here in the third. Blankenship brings it back out. Barry all over him. Berry at 6'5", much taller. Left wing, Fraley has it. Jab step, tries to free himself, crosses over. Can't get rid of Johnson. Now they try a pass to Idlewine on the baseline, and probably the only pass that would have made it there would have been a bounce pass.
Maybe.
Maybe. You're right, maybe.
Yeah, that defense is pretty tough.
It is tough. It'll be PC with the ball underneath their basket. Maroons down 7, looking for an inbound. Here's a slip on the pass, and Idlewine missed an and one. He had a shot for a pretty, I would say, pretty easy and one. He draws the foul against Jaden Johnson, his third, team fifth. So Idlewine will go to the free throw line. But, boy, you know Coach Fraley and the Maroon fans and everybody would like to have an and one.
Well, and just a beautifully designed play to get him that open shot.
Idlewine, who was one of two at the foul line, now makes the first free throw, all of them coming here in the third quarter. Gavin Cook out. Woolridge returns for the Maroons.
Of course, 36-30. Can they cut it to 5 here with 30 seconds left in the third?
Rocco Pfeiffer back in for the Shamrocks.
Did.
Idlewine made both free throws. Coach Fraley imploring his team to get your hands up. Guard defensively. Walking the ball up is Vassar near midcourt. He and Lawson play catch at the UK logo. Clocks at 15. They'll make a move at 7 or 8. Lawson just out there dribbling. Woolridge steps out on him. Lawson feeds Vassar, right wing. 6 on the clock. 15-foot shot. Made it. There's that shot.
There it is. There's a 15-footer.
Fraley launches from behind midcourt and hit the front of the rim. So a nice, noble attempt. But again, a nice mid-range jumper, the second of the quarter by Alex Johnson, shoots Trinity up to a 38-31 lead at the end of three. Fourth quarter coming up. Again, the Shamrocks leading the Maroons of Pulaski County, 38-31. 1 minute timeout. Back after these messages on your Gateway Sports Station.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Trinity Shamrocks leading the Pulaski County Maroons 38-31 as we begin the fourth quarter of play. As shooting percentages in this ballgame, 40% for Pulaski County in the ballgame, 60% at the foul line. They're only 1 of 8 three-point shooting. Trinity, meanwhile, nearly 54% in three quarters of play. They're 4 of 10 from behind the arc, made all 6 of their free throws.
And every shot that Pulaski has taken has been contested.
The one thing the Maroons have been able to really thwart is the running game of Trinity. We only have one fast break basket, and the Shamrocks got it early in the game. But now it's going to be possession to Pulaski County as we begin this fourth quarter.
And, Joel, the rebound's virtually even here after three.
Yeah, the Maroons playing 2 6-4 players while Trinity has a pair of 6'6 and a 6'4 guy out there. Blankenship has it, left wing, gets a Fraley screen. They try to pick and pop, now trying to post up as Fraley. Instead, they work it around the perimeter right side. Fraley flashes across the lane, has the ball knocked away from him by Pfeiffer. It'll stay with the Maroons. They had a nifty out-of-bounds play that got Idlewine a shot earlier on a possession. We'll see what they run here. They got two in the paint, two on the wing. Idlewine looking, inbounds, got it to Blankenship, trying to post up. Now they feed it to Fraley. Fraley working against Perry. Drop step baseline, put it up and in. Boy, he dropped over to the left side. Nice move.
He sure did. He had to work hard for it. He beat two defenders to the glass, and they stay attached, 33-38.
PC still yet to have a double-figure score. That's eight in the game for Fraley. Here's a three-point shot put up. Missed there by Pfeiffer, and Gavin Cook with a rebound, or make that Anderson with a rebounded miss. Up to Blankenship. Angles off to the left. Retreats now on the dribble. Brings Lawson with him defensively. Trinity playing a man-to-man. PC down five. They have trailed by as much as eight. Out on top with it. Now they work it around the perimeter. Anderson on the right wing. Straight away to Blankenship. Trinity closing out on the perimeter. PC has yet to hit very much from outside. Idlewine puts up the shot. He didn't have much. He did take Pfeiffer to the rim, and he's going to get the foul on Rocco Pfeiffer, his first, team first.
Yeah, he was so close to the baseline that he had to literally fall back toward the backboard and put the ball up there where the defender could actually hit him to draw that foul. That was a tough play and good defense.
Idlewine's free throw comes off. He had made his last three in a row. In this ballgame now, 3 of 5 shooting the free throws. And for Pulaski County, points have been at a premium, having only 33 in this game and trailing by 5. Now free throw made by Idlewine.
Yeah, 38-34, 6:30 left in this one.
6 points for Ethan Idlewine, and here's PC playing at 2-3. Out on top with it, Blankenship and Woolridge playing out on top. They got Fraley playing in the middle. Anderson and Idlewine on the blocks. Three-point shot missed. There's another rebound for Anderson. Weak side pulled off that missed three. Fraley defers now to Blankenship, who throws it on the right wing to Woolridge. Screen down, Idlewine, pop out Blankenship left side. Try to post Fraley against the taller Sperry, but driving in, Idlewine tried to make something happen. He lost the ball. Good defense by Vassar. Turnover, PC. Empty trip.
Yeah, got a hand on it, and he was trying to take him to the basket from the right side and deflected it off of his leg out of bounds.
Trinity gets the ball, and they bring it up. Chandler back in the game for the Shamrocks is now PC coming out with a little bit of a trap. Trinity got by it, and Vassar hangs and shoots. Boy, he had defied gravity with a nice double pump on a hang shot.
Well, you put them in an athletic opportunity, and they're going to win this one.
19 in the game for Dre Vassar to lead all scorers. Puts the Shamrocks up by 6. Anderson looking into the post. They're trying to post Fraley, but instead Woolridge, a rare three in this game. Shot it, missed it. Chandler, back tip deflection by Blankenship. Anderson's got the loose ball. Idlewine, skip it over to Woolridge. Woolridge looked it into his hands, thought about a three, didn't shoot it. Anderson out to Fraley. Fraley deep on the right side, and we're going to have time called by Pulaski County.
Timeout.
I kind of like that, too.
Excellent.
Coach Fraley's going to call a timeout with 5:11 to play in this basketball game. Trinity up 6. 40-34. Bobby and I'll return after this 1 minute break.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
5 minutes and 11 seconds left in this game. Let's stay with that theme of time as the horn sounds. Trinity has led it in this ball game. 21 minutes and 42 seconds.
That's a
PC's
bunch.
Had it 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Maroons haven't scored in the last 2.5 minutes, so I think the timeout by Coach Fraley, again, stay with that time theme, very timely.
Well, they were a little bit out of sorts and weren't really sure what to do, knowing that this is an incredibly important possession. He made a good call on that timeout.
They down screen, got Blankenship free for a three, and he drained it.
Yeah, but it was a set play. He had a chance to square up and go with it, and he nailed it.
PC back making this a one-possession game. Inside of 5 minutes to play, Maroons playing the zone. And Vassar just out there dribbling. Coach Saxton with his arms crossed, standing at the end of the Shamrock bench. Now Cook has to come out. PC will have to come out of that zone as they trail in this game. A deflected pass by Cook as Johnson got a little careless with it, but Trinity keeps it. Johnson, skip it out. Here's Chandler with a three-point shot. Missed it badly, and Anderson with another rebound. His seven. Over to Fraley. Fraley attacks. Got inside the foul line. Kick it out. Blankenship draws a double team. Fraley looking for the tie on the three, but he passed up the shot. Anderson says, come off my pick. They do, and they set Blankenship. Anderson calling for it, working on Edmonds. Wheels into the paint. Edmonds knocks it away, and the Maroons turn it over. In a hurry, Chandler angles off to the right. Filling the lane, Johnson lost it. Back to Chandler. His scoop shot fouled at the rim by Gavin Cook. As the Maroons had a chance to tie it with a three, they had a turnover, and now it'll be Trinity going to the line. First foul on Cook. Team first in the fourth.
Yeah, the Maroons took the ball into the low block, took one too many dribbles, and caused a turnover.
Chandler, who had made four in a row at the free throw line, misses the first one here.
3:55 is all that's left in regulation, and a 40-37 tenuous Trinity lead here.
That's Trinity's first missed free throw of the game. Chandler with another one. He goes one of two at the line here. Avery Frazier in, replacing Chandler. Frazier, 5'10 junior, so they just swap out 5'10 junior guards. Blankenship bringing it up against one of them. Frazier throws it to Fraley. Fraley trying to shake, can't get free. Jaden Johnson all over him. Fraley got in the paint, kicks it out. Blankenship bluffed to three. Blankenship at 5'10", guarded by the 6'6", Jaden Johnson. Tries to rub him off of a screen. Anderson has it now. Takes it from Blankenship. Goes one-on-one against Edmonds. Nearly traveled.
Took a trip. Called him for the shuffle.
Anderson made the basket, but he wanted a reverse dribble. That's twice that's happened to him. He's been cut off both times.
Yeah, and that was a tough, tough call at a critical time.
3:20 to play in the game. Trinity with the ball, leading 41-37. Vassar angles off right of the lane, skip it over. Frazier, his first and only shot of the game, missed it. Tipped over. Edmonds got it as Idlewine and Anderson battled each other.
Yeah, the deflection went right to the right place, right time for Trinity.
Edmonds gets his first basket of the game, and the Maroons turn it over again. They went down on the baseline from a pass right wing to Fraley. He wanted to kick it back out to Cook, a little inside-outside, but they turn it over in timeout call just inside of 3 minutes to play. Trinity with a 43-37 lead. We'll return in 1 minute here on your Gateway Sports Station.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 opening round. This is the final session, this evening session. There'll be a game to follow this one, Campbell County and Newport, but this one here still with 2:57 to play. Trinity leading Pulaski County 43-37. Each team with one team foul. Trinity with five timeouts left. Pulaski with four. The possession arrow favors Trinity.
Yeah, these coaches have let the players play the game.
They have.
They really have.
And Trinity will have possession. They've got the lead. We've had eight lead changes, but it's been the Shamrocks with a stranglehold on that lead more than 25 minutes of this game. They're working around the perimeter. Right wing with it. Frazier has it, looked into the paint. Can't find Vassar. Pulaski out of that zone, going man-to-man. They've got loose. Frazier did on a back cut. And Frazier off the bench gets his first bucket.
Beautiful pass from the wing to take this out back out to an eight-point cush.
Fraley at the left elbow, trying to get rid of Johnson. Can't do it. Pulls it out on the bounce. Now goes to Blankenship. Blankenship, jab step. Frazier takes him out. Blankenship near midcourt. Crossover dribble, tries to get. He does get in the lane. Throws up the floater off the dribble drive, and he'll go to the line. Stop the clock with 2:04 to play. And the Maroons will shoot two. That foul is going to be on Frazier. His first, team second. And the Maroons will go to the free throw line. They've been less than stellar there, 7 of 12 as a team. Blankenship, I mentioned, number 9 in the state in free throw shooting at 86.5% on the season. He makes the first one here, and he's the first Maroon player in double figures. He's got 13. Blankenship makes them both. Will PC press? Yes, they will. Sense of urgency with 2 minutes to play. They're down 6. And Trinity, they run the floor. 2-on-2, put it up, put it in. Edmonds and got the foul. They threw long over the defense, Bobby, and PC couldn't get back. It was a 2-on-2. Two passes made, and Big Edmonds scores at the rim, and he's got an and one.
And the word you just said, big, was the key, because they just simply threw over the defender from one side to the other and got the inadvertent foul to boot.
Edmonds missed the free throw, but Frazier trying to keep the rebound alive. Coming away with it's Idlewine. Idlewine in the backcourt, needs help. Anderson makes himself available. Back to Idlewine. Races into the front court. Now goes to Anderson. Ball fake. Got in. Bullet pass to Cook with a slashing play on the right baseline, and he banked it in from 10. That pulls the Maroons to within 6. And a 30-second timeout called by Pulaski County. Maroons down 6. Trinity with a 47-41 lead. Back after this brief 30-second break.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Minute 37 to play in this game. The winner will advance and play Evangel Christian. Trinity with a 47-41 lead and with the basketball in the backcourt. Now they cross it over the timeline. Vassar in a hurry. Now the Shamrock spread the floor. Coach Saxton coaching his team well. And right now PC with fouls to give. And the clock being an issue, Blankenship gets the foul, his second. Only that's the team third. Shamrocks with the ball on their end of the floor. Coach Saxton looks down his bench. Underneath the goal, Trinity to inbound the basketball. Vassar got open, shoved in the back, no call, missed a shot, rebounded by PC. Blankenship behind the back dribble, can't shake Frazier, pulls it out. Minute 15 to play. Driving in. Sets Idlewine. Had a three. Didn't shoot it off the handoff. He throws up the runner. Missed it. Anderson follow. He can't bank it in. Now Trinity with the release. and an intramural dunk, so to speak, at the other end by Jaden Johnson on a run out. Here's Fraley, got in the paint, bumped hard, lost it. Idlewine shot rejected from behind. Trinity tries to throw it out of bounds off PC. Four different players touch the ball on that possession before they could secure it. Idlewine draws contact. Beautiful. Tip shot put up and in by Anderson. There was contact, and that ball, it was like volleyball and a hot potato, Bob.
I tell
and
you
Anderson
what.
With a tip in. Damn. We were talking the other night with my brother-in-law's, got some guys up here from Boston and Nashville. Tip in, that's kind of a lost shot. Now they just tip slam it, dunk it home. But that was a tip in by Anderson.
That was an actual tip in because he was below the rim. If you're above the rim, you can have that other type of tip in.
Cook, the 6'4", got the rebound. At the rim, it's rejected. And a foul. PC had a chance for a four-point trip. But they couldn't cash in as Anderson missed the free throw. Cook's putback was blocked. Boy, that was a heroic block by Jaden Johnson. I said he got an intramural dunk. He couldn't slam it. He was over the rim as it rolled in. But the Shamrocks with a 49-43 lead and possession of the ball with 36 and a half seconds to play. PC, they can get into the bonus situation. Johnson hands it off. Frazier double team. He splits the defense with a pass to Vassar. They can't foul him as he circles around. Finally, Blankenship will get the foul, and Coach Fraley irritated that he saw five precious seconds tick off the clock.
Well, that defensive block on the other end might have been the
heroic
biggest,
play, wasn't
yeah,
it?
The hugest play of the game to this point because, boy, they could have cut that thing to 49-45 with about 35 seconds left, and that could have tightened the noose a little bit for St. Trinity.
Vassar missed a free throw. He had been 2 of 2 at the line. Trinity now 7 of 10 as a team. Woolridge in and Idlewine out.
This one could make it a three-possession game. 49-43 with 30 seconds left in regulation.
Edmonds back in for the Shamrocks as Vassar is at the foul line. 19 points in the game, looking for his 20th. He didn't get it. PC with the ball. Clock at 25. Fraley driving left side. Got in the paint. Kick it out to Woolridge. The senior shoots a three. He missed it. Rebounded in there by Johnson. He's triple teamed. Throw it out. Now they've released Edmonds. Edmonds has it stripped away by Woolridge. But there's 12 seconds to play. And Edmonds will go back to the free throw line. Woolridge picked up the foul, his second. Two free throws coming for Julius Edmonds, who just missed his last free throw. Not impossible, but boy, that heroic block by Jaden Johnson was big for Trinity.
With right about 40 seconds to go, it made the difference.
Edmonds rims out this free throw. Trinity in this fourth quarter. They are now 1 of 6 at the foul line.
They've had control of the game virtually the entire game, but it's been what you might call an uneasy control.
I agree.
Never comfortable.
Second free throw is made. And the Maroons try to throw it up to midcourt. It's deflected out of bounds. Trinity still defending very strongly. They lead by 7. Just inside of 10 seconds to play in this one. Blankenship got free, put up the shot, right baseline from 10. Tipped by Anderson, missed. Edmonds with a rebound. They're going to run it out. There it is. Horn sounds. Trinity wins, and the Shamrocks advance. They will play Evangel Christian, another Louisville team, tomorrow. So Coach Saxton and his Trinity Shamrock team, they win in a final 50-43 over Pulaski County. The Maroons played hard, but like you said, Bobby, they were just pesky enough to hang around. Trinity just really couldn't put them away.
Well, the Trinity had the athleticism, if you will, relative to the Maroons, but Coach Fraley and his squad know how to play the game and know how to stay in the game, and had they been able to get themselves just a little bit more open for some good uncontested looks, it might have been a different story, but gee whiz, Trinity is the real deal defensively and has enough offensive power to really be worthy of advancing to tomorrow night.
Well, a couple of seniors for the Maroons that played most of the game. Woolridge and Blankenship have played their final high school game, as both these clubs sophomore heavy. So they made a trip to the Sweet 16, which is no small feat. But it's the Shamrocks that win and advance on. Again, Trinity shot much better from the floor. Bobby and I will tell you about it when we return. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We're at the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll come back. Game scoring, stats, and summary, all that coming up on a post-game show right here on your Gateway Radio Station.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Lonnie Pendleton. When you're looking for a great deal on a car, truck, or SUV, come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Welcome back to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 right here in Rupp Arena. And the Trinity Shamrock fans treated to a win tonight as Trinity advances with a 50-43 win over Pulaski County. I look off to my left and a lot of people traveled up from Lake Cumberland to support this Pulaski County team. And why not? It's no small feat to get here and play in a Sweet 16. Both these teams... been here seven times. Each team has won one, but this one was pretty much Trinity led for 27 minutes of this game, Bobby. 27 minutes.
27 out of 32, and yet, although they had the lead, it was never more than 8 points, I believe, and yet, for the most part, it was under five. And so there was always an uneasiness there, even though they had seemingly at least a possession-plus lead. It was never comfortable because Coach Fraley and his Maroons certainly did what they could to kind of gum it up, if you will.
Yeah, they. It was Pulaski County getting more shots from the floor than Trinity did, but the Shamrocks hit a much higher percentage. Pulaski shoots under 40% for the game. For the entire game, it was pretty much that way for the Maroons. 16 of 42 for Pulaski overall. 38% shooting, 2 of 11 at three-point range for 18%. At the foul line, they were 60% going 9 of 15. The Trinity in tonight's win, they go 19 of 36 from the floor overall. They shoot nearly 53% for the ball game and 4 of 14 for 28.5% from three-point shooting, 8 of 13 at the foul line, 61.5%. looking at points in the paint. It was a Trinity coming back. They took over that category, 28-26 over PC. Points off turnovers, 15-10 in favor of the Shamrocks. Second chance scoring, Maroons had a 5-2 edge. Fast break buckets, 4-0 edge for Trinity. And the bench, PC got 6, Trinity got 4. Looking at turnovers in the ballgame, 12 committed by Pulaski County. Also 12 turnovers by Trinity. In the ballgame, Trinity got 8 assists on their 19 baskets, 8 of them on assists, 5 assists for PC. Rebounding, Pulaski acquitted himself well. They led at halftime. They kept the lead for the game. PC out-rebounding Trinity 25-22. Up the 25 rebounds, 10 offensive boards for PC in this 50-43 loss. So that's some of the team numbers. Bobby, individually, PC, it was a low-scoring game. They got 14 from Will Blankenship. He warmed it up a little bit in the second half. He did come away with 5 steals in this ball game. He had 1 rebound for PC. They were led in rebounding. Zach Anderson, 10 rebounds, 5 off the offensive boards. He had 9 points, 8 points for Carson Fraley. Fraley played the entire ball game, pulled down 2 rebounds, dished out 3 assists. Anderson also had 2 assists for the Maroons. Other scoring, 6 points for Gavin Cook. He hit one of their 2 3-pointers in this ball game. 6 off the bench for Ethan Idlewine, who played 23 minutes in a reserve role. Foster Fraley and Jalen Woolridge both played, but they did not score in this game. Fort Trinity led, again, one of the top players in the state, Dre Vassar. He got 19 points, came away with 2 rebounds, dished 3 assists, blocked a shot, and had 2 steals. Other scoring, is the only guy in double figures for Trinity. 9 scored by Lance Chandler, doubling his season average. Chandler with 2 steals in the ballgame. 8 points in the game for Alex Johnson. He's the guy that hit those mid-range jumpers. 5 points and 6 rebounds for Julius Edmonds. 5 rebounds for Jaden Johnson. Johnson with 3 assists and the 1 block that probably was a game changer. 5 points in the game, or 5 rebounds in the game for Kerwin Berry. Came off the bench, played a lot of minutes, didn't score, but played big defensively. But I think the Johnson block inside of a minute, when PC could have made it a 3-point game had they got a 4-point trip, that was a huge play by Johnson.
Well, not only that, he was taking it strong to the basket, and had he been able to get it in, it could have been another
and one
opportunity, which could have even tightened the noose a little bit more. But all in all, it just seemed like Trinity had control. It wasn't a comfortable control, but they certainly had to play hard to escape tonight.
Shamrocks win this one in a final, 50-43 over Pulaski County. We'll take a 1-minute break. We come back. We'll wrap it up here from Rupp Arena in 1 minute. We'll be back. Post-game show continues after these messages.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Well, all the games have been played in the opening round except one, and Bobby and I will be back, and we'll bring you that one coming up at 8:30 tip-off. It'll be a Northern Kentucky battle. Campbell County takes on Newport. Campbell County, the 10th region champ, plays 9th region champ Newport. Newport 32-3 record, Campbell County 26-6. But the game we just brought to you, It was the 7th region champ, Trinity, over the 12th region champs, Pulaski County. Trinity wins it in a final 50-43. Sets up a match. They're playing the only other Louisville school in here and the only two private schools. They're going to play each other tomorrow night.
They're going to play each other, and only one will survive to the semis on Saturday.
So Trinity with Evangel Christian, that's who they'll be playing, and that'll be tomorrow night at 8:30. The winner of the game that we're going to be bringing to you, Campbell County and Newport, they will play Harlan County, the Black Bears, who really thumped Warren Central last season's champions. Kind of a big game there. It was East meets West, I guess. Urban meets Rural, and Harlan County came away with a win. But Warren Central, they were a very noble champion. They started off the season dropping four straight. I think they had to get their team healthy, and they made a late run.
They made a great late run, but ran into a young man by the name of Noah, who was South Carolina Gamecock bound, and they had no answer for him today.
No, double-double, 34 points and 15 rebounds. I think he did everything. He probably did everything on the floor. That's going to do it here from Rupp Arena. Again, Trinity over Pulaski County, 50-43. Want to thank Dan and the broadcast team, Bobby and I sitting in here. This is Joel Bennett. So what we'll do is we will sign off here and invite you to join us as we will take back to the air around 8:15 for the final game of this opening round, Campbell County and Newport. For our board operator, appreciate the timely production there. Bobby Baldwin beside me. I'm Joel Bennett. Thanks for listening. We'll return for the final game right here on your Gateway Sports Station. Thanks for listening. So long.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergy's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns,